Roll yes. the tape on this.
Do we actually want to talk about some wrestling?
What's
well, I
that?
Thought this was, I thought this was the North American Court TV connection.
We have more listeners. Anyway,
hey, this is not actuality. It's wrestling reality.
I'm thinking of a number between one and no.
If you see a licensed movie game, it's usually crap.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls at home, that is the Chris Clark hat trick.
Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, apparently presented by My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I'm your host, Derpy.
Oh, Nikki! Nikki!
Great Bleach!
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Williamsware is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamsware.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamsware.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
When Jason Block says it.
And I'm going to predict this right now. The Peyton Manning signing is a bust. Peyton Manning is a lot more hurt that they are letting on, and I think he's going to be out for most of this season somehow. I mean, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Tiger Woods before he, you know, went out for knee surgery for a year. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's like, oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. No, I'm not.
Take it to the pay winder. The BS Big Show on the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Hi, I'm Chris Clark, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Yeah, like that joke hasn't been done 50 million times already.
This is CLW83.com and the CLW83 Network. I'm Don Part.
No, I'm not. I'm Jim Williams. I'm sorry, folks. Anyway, Raw's 1,000th episode is in the books. We invite you to listen to a special North American Wrestling Connection presented by WrestleChad.net. Coming up next with the main crew, that would be Nikki Heyman, Carl Chenier, Jason Block, Rob Seidelman, Brian Henniger, and me. What will Typho and his crew say about Raw's 1,000th show? You'll have to check out Tuesday Night Typho live at 11 p.m. Eastern for thoughts on that. Coming up on Thursday, we'll touch them all. And we'll touch all the bases on free agency as the trading deadline looms large. We'll also look back at the Hall of Fame and the worst inductee in the world. I'm looking at you, Tim McCarver. Penn State has been getting everything thrown at them by the NCAA. That happened Monday. Should they have gotten the death penalty, though, instead? We'll find that out as Jason Block invites me and Ethan Muslin along for the ride on Red State Blue State. That'll be up Friday afternoon. Next, it's the weekly dose of the latest news and reviews in the world of video games. Jason turns his attention to that along with Brian Hediger on Pixel Nation, which comes your way on the website Friday night. The AFC North is next up for VRM to mull over with Carl Chenier in fourth. They'll be talking about those four teams along with the other latest sports news on the WrestleCrap Sports Digest, which should be uploaded to the website early Saturday morning. And finally, Nikki and the crew talk more about Raw plus SmackDown and whatever else they can fit on the regular edition of the NAWC presented by WrestleChat.net. Coming up next on this very podcast, a special post-Raw 1000 edition of the NAWC, presented by WrestleChat.net. Then later tonight, Tuesday Night Typho. Thursday, Touch 'Em All. Friday, Red State, Blue State, and Pixel Nation. And on Saturday, the WrestleCrap Sports Digest and the NAWC proper, presented by WrestleChat.net. And a quick programming note, Down the Tubes will have not one, not two, but three shows next week. As Series 1 will come to a close, this according to, of course, Carl Chenier, the show host of Down the Tubes. You are tuned in to CLW83.com. It's our home on the web for all of our various podcasts. We also have our network of websites, and we want you to visit them. So check out GameshowGarbage.com, CreativeOnHigh.com, and my own personal website at JimWilliamsOnTheAir.com. And stay tuned in to what you're tuned into now, the CLW83 network, that is. I'll say it again to be redundant. Tune in.
The following is a special presentation of the CLW83 Network. The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Gentlemen, we have just recently wrapped up our viewing of Raw 1000. So here we have a special edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. I have a small panel here with me tonight, starting with our avid sound man, Mr. Jim Williams.
If I'm such a good sound man, why couldn't I cut the cord on Cole's headset tonight? Aw, man.
Let's see. Also a longtime wrestling fan, and for a while in charge of the NAWC, Mr. Robert Q. Seidelman.
Hopefully still in good standing with the show.
To a point. And our man who gets to sit on the Big Apple, that'd be Jason Block.
Glad to be back in the fold. This was a fun show. This was a fun show.
Despite what the threes will tell you later tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
Indeed. And also our befuddled Chief High Muckety Muck, Mr. Carl Chenier, is actually going to record all this for us.
Yeah, and speak like I'm an idiot. Yes. Woo! Oh, hi.
No, that's my job tonight.
Well, at least I don't have the power of social media. I'm old school tonight.
Wedding.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that...
Now, okay, that is... First of all, that's a hell of a salvage in the fact that they wanted him there to tweet, drops his Twitter account, so they twist his arm and get him a Skype account. But who would... Would somebody have please sprung a couple hundred bucks to get him a decent-ass webcam?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And if you're going to promo a SummerSlam match, do it in high def for crying out tears.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, I paid $20 for the webcam I have, and it works a hell of a lot better than that piece of shit you had. And you make how many millions a year? You might want to start sharing that crap.
And blowing on, oh, no, sorry.
Well, he's blowing it on hookers and blow, is what he's doing. Yes, exactly. Hey, Charlie. Well, actually, I shouldn't say this to Charlie. I'll say it to the gang. You know why his webcam sucked, don't you guys?
No.
Dude, he was using a Dell.
Oh.
No soundboard.
No soundboard this time.
Jim, I wouldn't even make that joke.
So says you.
Would you lying sack of crap. Anyway, so we got Charlie Sheen once an hour on Raw, essentially. Three hits, and the whole Daniel Bryan, Charlie Sheen back and forth, which included a cameo by my main man, Sean Mooney. What up, Sean?
Yay!
God, what did he crawl under?
Seriously, that was really left.
Should have got Tom Pittengill, for Christ's sake.
Hell no.
And somewhere Scott Stanford was crying.
Yes.
What up, broski? Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. But all I'm saying to you is that we're going to get a Charlie Sheen-Daniel Bryan match at SummerSlam, or a confrontation of some sort.
I would lean towards a confrontation as opposed to a match, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I hate to say it, but that's going to get some curiosity buys.
Agreed. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime you throw a celebrity into the mix, and you know the E has been trying to go a little more all out for this SummerSlam for whatever reason, trying to get musical acts and everything, and you know, they're shoring up Los Angeles as essentially the home of SummerSlam for the immediate future, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to make it. They're trying to make it the legitimate number two pay-per-view of the year, which isn't a bad thing.
And I will say this, though. Charlie Sheen was up on his, at least, catchphrases and quotes. So I'm not going to, you know...
Yeah, he did on point, at least.
He was very on point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing his homework. He was actually watching the show. He, you know, he certainly sounded like he was interested and involved, which is all I can ask for any celebrity guest.
Acting!
Yes.
And huge props to the variety of guests that we had tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. Wrestlers from all the way, you know, all the way up and down history. A few celebrities who had been involved, you know, had been involved in some capacity with Monday Night Raw. Hell, even Fozzie Bear showed up, and I think it was blurted out in the conversation that we should have had Statler and Waldorf.
That was me.
Yes, Rob.
Waka waka.
Of course, I wasn't part of said conversation. I decided to not use the internet the whole time. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, first of all, I loved the new graphics package.
Oh, that was awesome.
The new graphics package. It's clean. It's crisp. It's, you know.
It's high def functional.
Yes.
And very, very simple, which means it can be put on damn near anything and everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What I loved was when the championship belt's inserted in the graphic. I love that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to point that out to me, and I was impressed with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm digging that.
And yeah, go ahead, Jason.
And also, I also loved, I don't know if that set's going to be permanent, but if it is, good.
It should be. It should be the updated set. It's been, 4 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new set is epic. I really do like that.
With the screen right in the middle like it used to be. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's essentially a lot of the same old set, but just reconfigured.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fun.
With big screens on the sides. Mm-hmm.
Which is more or less, you know, pretty much what they've done. The light boards that they've been using for the set for the past couple of years are configurable that way. So they can carry the same set wherever they go. They can build it however they need it, however they want it. And I'm sure that, you know, things can be swapped out real quick.
And for those who pay attention to detail, you always notice if they have to set it up reverse.
Right.
It just come out on the right side and the logo all the way to that side, you know?
Mm-hmm. They also, speaking of logos, have a slightly altered logo, which kind of is a cross between the old logo from years back, to in a sense, and the most recent logo, which I'm like, eh.
They should have at least kept borders around. It looks too plain to me.
Right.
That's just me.
You know what, though? But I will just say this. It is an updated package. It's an updated thing. And I like where they're going with it. It's high def.
So the look of the show looks nice, but let's get to the thematics of it and the schematics of it, if you will.
All right.
We start off with Vince McMahon opening the show and introducing our favorite guys, DX, with yet again a new shirt, which probably was old, you know, probably, I think, St. Louis only. I'm not sure.
I'll check Raw 1000 right now
on the front.
They'll probably release that in the next couple of weeks. I just, you know, I was kind of disappointed, though, when they did get the rest of the guys out. Well, I dug the Jeep.
Oh, I dug that a lot. That was a nice...
I was marking out.
But they couldn't they couldn't spare some of these Raw 1000 shirts for the rest of the crew?
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, what was funny was watching them shut up Damian Sandow. Granted, I did protest.
I tell you what, though. Damian Sandow. Brett Clandino of WrestleChat, of course, tweeted on this. This was a very high spot, and they gave it right to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you could tell they're building this guy up real big right now if they give him a spot like that.
And that's why I'm not minding it at all, because you know the mic banter was very good. He took the super kick and pedigree combination, you know, like a trooper. And they promised that they wouldn't have to deal with X-Pac.
Yeah.
Yes, I went there.
X-Pac heat. Yeah, right.
Well, excuse me. X-Pac didn't even say anything, if I'm not mistaken.
They did.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that, but you know, just the fact that you're right. They gave Sandow a really, really choice spot, because that could have just as easily gone to Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My favorite line, you know, I was young, I was stupid, and yeah, I needed the money. I mean, that was just.
I was waiting for him to say, "You told me only girls read that magazine."
Yeah, you could tell that was ad-libbed.
Mm-hmm.
They were losing it. They almost lost it.
I'm catching them on tweets while we do this. So there you go.
It was fun. The band was back together, and he'd one say more.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just enjoying the fact that they were together and that they were out there one more time.
Right.
It was a moment, to say the least.
It was a nice way to get off. So then we have Jim Ross come out. And by the way, props to Michael Cole. I'm sorry. Michael Cole was about as perfect as he could be tonight, at least in my opinion.
I had everybody else chattering in my ear, so I didn't catch a lot of what he had to say.
He played a pretty even keel.
Okay. Which is a good thing, because that's what he's supposed to do. Grr.
Wait 7 days, you'll be back to the mutable Cole, I almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly. And it's strange that they had Jim Ross out for that match. I thought, you know, wasn't there this big campaign from Punk to try to get him to call the WWE title match?
Yeah. But obviously, it fell on deaf ears.
Ooh.
But we got JR out there, and you know it's okay. Yay. Yay.
Yay.
Indeed. So, and he was putting over Sheamus like the second coming of insert somebody here, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wasn't Jericho bragging on Twitter that he was going to do something really cool at this show?
He had said something along those lines.
Yeah, what was that? I don't know.
He punched out Ziggler. I don't know if that's cool or not.
If that's it sets not cool. up, if it sets up for a match later on, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Or if people like to call him Billy Gunn's offspring. Oh God.
Seriously.
I wanted to see him in the ring together for some odd reason.
I just, you know, just the one picture that's floating around on the fan boards of the two of them together, and then somebody swapped their faces, and you do a double take because you can't tell. Somebody had said it during our thing where when Gunn was walking to the ring, waiting for Ziggler to come out and go, "Are you my father?"
I would have marked out.
I want to go back a moment to the DX thing, because you noticed there were five members there. There was a person who some thought might have been able to show up, but did not. That would be a certain China. She wrote the following on Twitter earlier this Monday night, quoting her here. "Hi, everyone. Just wanted to check in and offer my congrats on the 1,000th episode of Raw. I was not asked to appear, but I have a few thoughts. As for D-Generation X, the most powerful group in the history of the WWE, I am very proud to have been a part of that. And if you're not down with DX, I have two words for you. Suck it, XOXO. I am very proud to have played a role in the history-making event that Raw is. I have many fond memories from my time there. To all the WWE fans, thank you for welcoming us into your living rooms each week and into your lives. We are who we are because of you." China tonight on the whole Raw 1000 thing. And again, she was not asked by the company, understandably, I guess, to make an appearance.
I didn't miss her. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just saying that there were some people thinking, you know what? If the band's going to come back together for one night only.
Yeah, I know.
But honestly, I think it would have been a situation where, okay, we'll let you come, China, if you accept the help that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously, she, you know.
But well, she was, at least she was classy about it.
She was incredibly classy. And I don't think Linda's campaign needs any more trouble with a porn star there.
Then so. How did X-Pac get into the building?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, X-Pac.
When, you know what? You win.
That's absolutely true.
There you go.
You win.
Thank you.
Don't make
Thank
me
you.
Start on the Linda McMahon campaign. I'll send you something later, Mr. Block.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
So
where
let's
to
see,
next?
Where can we just talk about the weird backstage segment?
Oh, God. Yeah,
talk to the hand people.
Well, no, I mean, well, we had some touts about Daniel and AJ. We had there's the first appearance of Charlie Sheen via Skype. You had the yeah, I was laughing my ass off at this one.
It was AJ getting ready for, you know, the big wedding when Layla's backstage there with her because she needs a paycheck tonight.
Oh yeah, Botchley, you mean?
Well, yeah. And as they get, as you know, I guess it was AJ was looking to head out to whatever. She happens to notice various people going by the hallway. First, you see Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and that we kind of expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You see R-Truth and Little Jimmy and Rod Piper.
How was that? I'm like,
that was awesome.
God.
Yeah. Oh, and then it gets better.
But nothing tops a teenage hand and Mae Young together at last.
That was brilliant.
That was win.
That was awesome. It hurt my brain so
was,
bad.
So, did Vince Russo sneak back for one night?
But then I
one
said,
may argue that.
But where was his father? Where was Mark Henry?
He was too busy sucking on a sexual chocolate bar. Trying to get his mojo back. Anyway.
Hey, he's lost weight. Anyway,
hopefully, yeah.
But you want to know something? That is just that. You know how so many times WWE fucks up continuity? This is where they got it right. Well,
that was kind of a theme for the night. Those who had watched the show for the 19 plus years and the 1,000 episodes, if you've been there, a loyal friend and true, as they say on The Price is Right, you got all the references. So they play to the fans, the true fans tonight, which was kind of nice.
That hand is going to mess with my brain for the rest for quite a while.
Speaking of continuity, I want to. After that segment, we saw Daniel Bryan backstage talking to four guys in white suits.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going with this?
What we talked about during the podcast or the live show, we thought these would be people to send AJ to the loony bin.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we didn't see them afterwards.
It's true, they didn't show back up.
No, they did not.
Well.
So then you had, by the way, another blatant product placement of the Sonic Island Breeze slushy with a car hop.
Yeah, expect these to happen a lot more frequently now.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, WWE, if you're going to get a car hop, at least make her look good.
Make her fall down on purpose. Oh, sorry.
Or spill stuff all over Cole. That'd be,
I was waiting for that, too.
Or Carlos Cabrera, he was doing nothing over at the Spanish table.
I find that somehow survived the night. They didn't even utilize it at all.
Now I want a double cherry lemonade.
No. A limeade. Thank you very much.
Limeade.
Yeah, you're right. Double cherry limeade. Mm-hmm. My bad.
That's for you, Mike Klaus. Oh, sorry.
By the way, I do love when I go to the South. I do like to head to Sonic and get the limeades. They are so good. They are really good.
We got one in Millville if you're ever in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I got to see if there's a Sonic in my area. Hang on.
Yeah, there's one in Tacoma, and my next door neighbor is actually the store manager. Is actually the manager for one of the Sonics.
Mm, I got one.
So I was able to try out some of their All American Burgers that they just released a couple years back.
Would you go as far to say that those burgers are all American, American, American?
Jack Swagger's.
It sucked to be him tonight.
I hate to say it, but if he doesn't get after Linda McMahon loses the political campaign, I think we might see the end of Swagger, because from what we've seen earlier, they got a lot of people to fill that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it all could have been different if he learned how to unhook a briefcase, but
yeah. Of course, let's talk about that real quick. Mick Foley as Dude Love, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, that was the other speculation. We were wondering if we were going to get all three faces of Foley tonight.
Just got one.
It should have been, but no.
Did anybody catch Brodus doing the Mick Foley, the Dude Love thing?
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, but he did it.
Yeah.
In all technicality, you got one and a half. You got Dude Love and a tie-dyed Socko.
Oh, that was fun.
Tie-dye Socko rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we got another bit of fan service, to use an anime term.
Oh, God.
No, this was funny. This was the reminiscent of the Triple H Trish Stratus wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about continuity, Jim. There you go.
Exactly. Okay.
But this time it was Triple H taking the wrestling move, so to speak.
And actually, it was more fun just looking at the rest of the guys' reactions.
And then X-Pac, in true X-Pac heat fashion, tries to get old buddy-buddy with Trish afterwards, which lends itself to another night in Canada. Now,
No, I was actually giggling more at the line about we'll be waiting by the back door.
Pretty much.
You guys are wrong!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah, shoot, boy, that's not PG!
Be a star, kids, be a star!
No.
That wasn't bullying. That was something quite different.
No, that's Stephanie later on in the show.
So then we get to the big hour one ender, hour two starter. Here come the soon-to-be newlyweds. Yes, it's the wedding that will definitely be going down the drain.
Okay.
All right, all right. Cut the band.
Nikki doesn't get the
reference. I didn't hire you for gratis. Come on now. No, but I'm sorry, but you ever notice you never see Tony Atlas and Slick in the same place at the same time anymore? Just a random thought.
Oh, no.
Ow!
They look. I don't mean that as a haterade thing. It's just they kind. Slick has kind of grown to look a lot like Tony Atlas.
Well, a friend.
He's not all beefed up though, Jim.
Well, instead of his name Slick, he could have been called Thick. Okay.
Oh.
It's true.
I think Slick forgot most of his false teeth that night.
That's okay. He wasn't going to need him long because when the wedding got interrupted, you should have seen the screw this, I'm out of here. He did.
he pulled a Jim Cornette F this company.
Anyway, yes, Rob.
Oh, I was going to say that was pretty much the way he always talked.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Oh, Slick was awesome. I'm not hating on Slick. He's the
man. No, I'm just saying. I think he's got false teeth. Mm-hmm. Details coming out.
Well, yeah, it is what it is. Everything is everything.
Well, yeah, we go through that.
And just as we're about to have everybody happily married, swerve. And we find out AJ didn't say yes to Daniel Bryan, but to puppets. No, I mean to Vince, because she will be the new general manager. And quite frankly, I'm loving this idea.
Are you talking about the massive push here, guys?
Yeah,
that's it
right there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further proof she's your top diva right now? You don't need any further proof.
I'd be one of the top ten people getting pushed right now. All over.
I go top five.
Maybe so.
Top five right now in the company.
Mm-hmm. It might be five, dog.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look who's joined us.
Brian Henniger, somebody call the police.
Oh, there he is.
I was washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to the best of us.
Hello, sir. Welcome to the special edition of the AWC. How are you?
I'm feeling great. I'm home alone all this week, so...
To which I say...
Party! Oh, sorry.
Party!
Okay. I got two words. Okay. Grr. My house.
All right, let's go around the table here. I want to beg the question, and I'll start with our hostess with the mostest.
Mm-hmm.
AJ is a GM. Can it work, or are you not big on it? Nikki?
I might have a slight bias because I was rooting for my dear Uncle Paul. However, putting that aside, AJ's a very interesting choice because the fans like her. Mm-hmm. We know that she's batshit insane.
Yeah.
Which means that she favors no one.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do expect her to put Daniel Bryan against the rest of the Raw roster next week.
In the rarely attempted 30-on-1 handicap match.
Yeah, just because she can.
Wow.
But I like it because they're, you know, the number threes rarely have a good point. But we have had a lot of evil heel GMs. And we've seen that with Vince, we've seen that with Bischoff, we've seen that with Laurinaitis. we need a fresh direction. And now we have somebody who is going to be very neutral at her position. Well, okay, chaotic neutral.
To use a D&D term.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much she will be the most chaotic GM of Raw since the Atom League.
No, the computer.
That's it.
No.
Uh-oh.
Commissioner Foley.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be considered... Yeah. Wouldn't he more of a face?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was still pretty chaotic because he set up Hell in a Cell in 2000.
And that's final.
So yeah, I think anyway. I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up is who, Jim?
Oh, well, let's go to Mr. Block.
I'm intrigued. There were other. This was a choice that no one saw coming. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it. I would have rather seen someone like Edge, for example. I would have liked to have seen a Regal, but I am going to give this a shot and see what's going on.
I was sort of hoping for Regal in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, his chances he's used up with the company. Let's just say it'll be interesting to see how this does play out. But like, as we said, she's become one of the top five people in the company right now.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. I'll give it a shot. Why not? Giddy up.
Mr. Henniger?
I'm like everyone else. I want to see how this turns out. But the more I think about it, the more this could work. I have this image of the first week we see AJ's office, and it's just like... covered with like, you know, stuffed animals and video game posters, and it's just like a little girl's dream. And yet, you cross her, she will have you killed and gutted at her own amusement.
And she'll sit ringside and watch,
and do that great little slanted head giggle.
Yeah.
And then skip merrily along in her Chuck Taylors.
Yes.
And to stop indeed. By and say hi to Mr. K. Look at the camera and say, coming from me, she is crazy.
I'm going to pull a Rob or some here.
Who's Mr. K?
King.
Naughty, naughty.
I'm going to pull a Robism right quick here, if you'll indulge me.
Uh-oh.
Rob would quote a song here, and I'm going to do that myself.
Oh, dear
Lord. Let's go back to the A's. She's got that look.
Yes.
She's got the look.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Na-na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na.
I almost heard that far.
She's got the crazy eyes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the crazy eyes got Daniel Bryan so upset that he became ring crew.
Pretty much.
You know, he destroys the set. He's upset. Cue Cult of Personality.
And Punk just sat there and poked the bearded man a few times.
Until
the shadow of the Rock encompassed the entire segment.
No, you're rolling. Shut your hole, Michael Cole. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
With, by the way, a pretty cool looking new shirt, mind you.
I love it.
Squeaky
it
clean
nice.
Face, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it looks can't like he's lost a little me, muscle though, mass.
Right. And he announced something which, by the way, made it very interesting. It was sort of what we were expecting after WrestleMania, but in a different way. Sort of a flip of the script, sort of.
Mm, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he announced... that he is going to get a title shot against the champion, whomever it may be, on January 27, 2013 at the Royal Rumble in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to a very good Punk Rock promo where Rock called Daniel Bryan a cross between a homeless lumberjack and an Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa.
And Daniel Bryan gets a wedding present of a rock bottom.
It's the gift that keeps
speaking
on giving.
Speaking of Oompa Loompa, the best tweet I know I'm looking at right now, Iron Sheik.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is the Oompa Loompa?
Sheik and not just the Oompa
Loompa. Oh, God.
The Sheik could not get Oompa Loompa. What's this Oompa Loompa fucking motherfucker?
Catch up with while we're doing this.
Eat cheater or not Mr. Fuji, by the way, according to the Sheik.
That's another story for another show. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he also gives a shout out to Regis Philbin on his Twitter. Anyway.
Jeez.
Reg! Yes. Back on track, though. Way to sell it like a champ there, Goatface. I mean, Daniel Bryan. Sorry, be a star. BTR cares. Wait, we're not on BTR. Screw them. CLW83 cares.
Screw you, BTR.
Again. Anyway.
Exactly. So we fast forward to the segment that really... Well, before we get to that, we get to see Christian and The Miz as introduced by Bret the Hitman Hart. And decent enough match. The crowd was like, why are these two wrestling? And we had a title change. Miz is the Intercontinental Champion. Does this free up Christian for bigger and better things? Or is this just a lateral move?
I got to agree with Carl's lateral move.
Mm-hmm. Any dissent?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think you're right.
I want a dissent, but somebody does not want Christian with a major title.
Vince! I'm sorry, I had a little cough there.
Bless you.
You got something caught in your throat there, Jimbo?
Yeah, lozenge. It happens. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Now the question is, though, now that Miz has another belt again... Can the number three shut the hell up? He's not being buried anymore. Thank you very much. And he never was in the beginning.
Speaking of the number three, now Triple Crown winner. So there you go.
Yeah, which was referenced on the air.
Yeah, what a shock that was.
Continuity!
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think he can go for a Grand Slam, right?
No, because the European title's gone.
Okay, yeah.
That's all he'll ever be, a Triple Crown winner.
Although I would like to get a condescending Wonka picture for the number threes on this.
Hey, at least he did the original Triple Crown. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then we get to... Okay, Nikki, this is your segment, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Ah, yes. Well, the evil doc. God bless him. He's somebody who really does understand business. So he demands that Brock come out and give his answer. Well, Brock was indisposed at the moment, so my dear Uncle Paul was more than willing to answer. Unfortunately, my dear Uncle Paul has this bad habit of making fun of Hunter's wife and the girls, and that's going to get him killed one of these days. But instead, this time it just got him bitch slapped by the queen bitch herself, Stephanie. Who, by the way, looks very good for having three kids.
Agreed.
Yes. Is she mid-30s now?
I believe so.
Sounds about right, yeah.
I'll check that out.
I'm sure you will, in more ways than one.
So...
Shut up! 35, I'm right.
So she slaps my dear Uncle Paul around, and he finally decides that, yeah, maybe Hunter and Brock do need to lock up. Then somebody sat on the schmoz button.
Was it Ruby or Daphne?
No, that was me, I'm afraid.
Of course.
Needless to say, we got the pull apart that I predicted during the live chat.
Yep.
No finishers were executed. Though, Brock was sent sprawling to the floor and said some very un-PG stuff that apparently got picked up by one of the cameras because it got bleeped.
And by the way, Lesnar does not look as doughy as he did.
Well, that's because they told him to get his ass in shape because, you know, there's only so much exercise you get out. Never mind.
Yeah, you can only do so much at Jimmy John's.
Which I hope to visit upcoming in the next month or so. Hi.
But no, it was a very good segment. It did what it needed to do. It forwarded the storyline. We now have match. Brock Lesnar, Triple H in place for SummerSlam.
The match, yes.
Best. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to buy you that damn Summerfest shirt, Jim.
Yay.
Oh, put a big pony in front of a Nikki. Oh, sorry.
I can arrange that.
I'm only kidding. No need to buy it. I'll be okay. Thank you.
Honey.
Not the kind of show we're doing.
Just wait till Friday.
You're just lucky I don't have the soundboard. Go on.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, indeed. So we get to a few other lighter things. We get to see, apparently, Brawlin' Buddies are back. I didn't know that.
That was another markout moment right there.
Well, me too. Me too.
Yeah, I had growing up.
Well, not as big as the old 80s version.
Yeah, the 80s versions I had a Hogan one. Well, who among us didn't, I guess. And I had the Million Dollar Man one, which I always had, and I always mimicked the laugh as a little kid. And I'm sorry, but if you ever heard of Preview S and Jim Williams, it's not a pretty sight. Just, you don't want to.
I had four of them.
See, I didn't become a wrestling fan until 1992, so I never had any of them.
No, actually, I take that back. Five. Hogan, DiBiase, and then three from the second set.
Wasn't Warrior part of the set?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
The first set was Hogan, Warrior, DiBiase, and Macho King Randy Savage.
That's true, okay.
The second set was Hawk, Animal, Mr. Perfect, I want to say, and Ric Flair.
I think I only got first set ones as a kid. Well, anyway, by the way, with the Brawlin' Buddies and what have you, I have to say, for all the compliments you bestowed about Michael Cole, Mr. Block, he completely made the John Cena Brawlin' Buddy come off like a fruity pebble.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? He played it like a 7-year-old boy, and you know what? I'm sorry. That was funny. It showed a bit of humanity to him that has been lacking lately.
For over two years,
yes.
Yeah. So now, we get to that.
People were fools.
I've seen these new Brawlin' Buddies in person at a Toys R Us, and yes, they are a lot smaller than the originals, and they annoyingly have a voice chip in them, and it doesn't. The John Cena one that I thoroughly beat up and almost got thrown out of the store about doesn't even sound like Cena.
Even though it's the Mysterio one.
We heard that during the show. It was just...
Yeah.
Yeah, and the right one sounded like Speedy Gonzalez. Oh, wait, no, that's Cap-A-Ami. I'm sorry.
commercial with Roadrunner Coyote.
Yes.
Me. Anywho.
Exactly.
Next.
So after the Brawlin' Buddies, we get the Fink, finally.
Yeah.
Yay!
Thank the good Lord. Indeed.
And Heath Slater.
The Legend segment, yes.
Yes. And what a legend it was.
Every legend gets a payday segment, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for that.
Yes, and we didn't just get a legend, ladies and gentlemen. We got, well, among other legends, Lita leading the charge.
Instead of humiliating Slater immediately, she mentioned that she had bought some protection and outmarched the APA.
Which, by the way, we marked like a son of a gun when that happened. Okay.
JBL's been a face in how long?
Yes.
Skinniest in how long? Jeez.
He looked great. He looked fantastic.
Well, like as I said in the live chat, mountains. I said he's been out climbing mountains for the last 3 months.
And a little bit of Jamaican products out there. Oh, sorry.
Mama Juana, baby.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That was fun.
Lita brought out the APA. Lita pretty much kicked butt, took names. Well, actually, before that, Heath Slater was like, I'm the one man band, baby. I'm not going to take you all.
Yeah,
I'm going to go back.
Everyone kicked his ass.
Yeah, and then all the other people came out. In all, Animal, Piper, Slaughter, Vader, Sid, Backlund, Doink, DDP, and Rikishi, and Squash.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, indeed.
That was fun.
Yes, it was, and Lita still has it. Just saying.
Not bad.
In more ways than one.
Yes.
Heyo.
So then we go to, and we referenced this a moment, a little while ago, Sean Mooney backstage.
Oh, God.
He does look and sounded a little bit like Alex Trebek.
Son of a gun.
He aged well, I'm sorry.
Well, and now he's an anchor in Tucson, so, he's doing more than I can.
Phoenix Sun, yes.
And Tucson, Arizona, to KVOA or something like that. Look it up, folks. Sean Mooney, he's not hard
Isn't Tucson the play? He probably was doing a whole lot of Gabby Gifford's coverage when that whole thing went down a couple of years ago.
Well, no, he just started the gig in Tucson in March of this year. He had been working in Arizona for several years with the Fox Sports Network out there, with the Fox Sports Net affiliate. Doing scholastic and collegiate stuff, so no.
Yeah, so and as I mentioned on this live chat, it appears he's finally gotten back from his honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
Does anybody else remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how sick we are as wrestling fans.
I was holding out hope we'd see his twin brother Ian, but I guess not.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
What? Ian Mooney. Now that I don't remember.
Jim, you disappoint me. Anyway.
No, it could be worse. We could have had Joe frickin' Fowler come up and do the show.
Nobody remembers. The only person to say? I've only seen a couple of clips of Fowler interviewing. I didn't think he was that horrible. Just a little hyper.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Feel like a less annoying version of Todd Pettengill.
Who Jason worked with, so we can't bash him. Now. Yes.
Yeah.
That I didn't know about.
Mooney interviewed Daniel Bryan about Charlie Sheen, and he basically said, I'd slap the key lock on him faster than he could say, winning.
Which was fun. Which
at least he had
the
nice setup to it, unlike a certain somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Groan.
And then we had Michael Cole interviewing the 100 millionth social media follower.
Translation, loser. No, I'm kidding.
I had that on mute.
Yeah, this is where you saw a little bit of the cold snarkiness for just a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Then you had Fozzie Bear with the catchphrases.
Oh, I love that piece.
Me too.
That was great. That was really well done.
The best part? You know what was the best part? Putting Savage in there.
God, yes. Yes. That was a nice little touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then we had Ryder, Mean Gene, and Cena interrupted by The Rock.
Because The Rock has to completely ruin everything. No, I'm kidding.
The best part about that is we finally got the answer to a long-asked question.
Mm.
Who ran GTV?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that answer, and neither did Okerlund.
Just say horse. Muggle, move on. There you go.
Ugh. A wizard.
Some
did
of these
it.
People on Twitter are going with.
Yes.
Morons.
Why not?
Sorry.
I mean, he can ruin GMing. He can ruin.
Anywho,
it's a creepy little midget. Anyway, we get
ruins
down
more
to
things than WCW.
That's creepy little dwarf, Jim.
Yeah, well, midget, CLW83 cares, I'm sorry. Hey, I know a dwarf, I can get away with saying anything. Anyway.
We all can, anyway, move on.
So then we see the big red machine in the ring, and then it's Jobber, the J-O-B squad.
Yes!
I could be doing a J-O-B on a PPV, Jinder Mahal, I had to listen to you.
Jinder Mahal and Kumacho.
Tyler Rex and Kurt Hawkins, both of whom lost on Know Your Bro. Kunico, Kumacho, Drew McIntyre. Yeah.
And gong.
These poor boys forgot the B-card rule.
Now, I keep forgetting our wonderful hostess with the mostest. What is the B-card rule?
No amount of B-carders can stop a main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a seasoned main eventer, yes.
Especially two, technically.
Mm-hmm. Yes, once Undertaker joined the fray, they were all screwed.
They were screwed.
And they weren't. And they weren't even kissed first.
I was expecting. Exactly. I was expecting a rousing round of anything you can do, and they didn't do it. I am disappointed, but it was good to see Taker. He looks great.
Yeah.
The Mohawk still puts me off, but hey, it's his head.
And, who's going to tell him
that,
now?
I said on the live Michelle chat, McCool. We got to play one of my favorite games.
Yes.
What color is your Pete? No.
No!
Jeez!
What?
Get it right. Game of the States. Anyway.
No, I'm kidding.
The game is called Is There a God?
Yes. Mm. And for those boys, the answer was, no, not really. No,
it's time to play Guess Booker for a minute here.
Yes.
Would you have had Big Show come out and try to be Undertaker and Kane?
No.
Okay. Only because Taker's not going to stick around for an actual feud.
Damn.
No, it's, well, but I'll explain. Nobody, you know, Taker's not going to stick around to do an actual feud.
That's true.
And Kane, Big Show, can't you hear the number three screaming, oh no, not again.
Another big man versus
we'll
big man.
We'll get to why they're screaming upcoming.
Exactly. Yeah. So we get to, let's just fast forward, Charlie Sheen. Well, good, Charlie Sheen pretty much is setting up for at least a confrontation with Daniel Bryan
at the SummerSlam.
I'm sorry, it's still Festa me, damn it. Anywho.
How do you record this thing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
And nothing like calling somebody out in pixelation. That's what I always say. But we'll see where that goes. So we get to the main event, Punk, Cena. Well, what more can you say? Nikki, take it.
Oh.
And it was such a good match.
Yay.
Till Chad Patton got run over.
And then pump the brakes.
And then this happened. Oh. Big Show crashed the ring, punched Cena's lights out, ignored Punk, who seemed genuinely conflicted. I could win the match. I could tell the ref. I could win the match. I could tell the ref. I could win the match. I better go wake up Chad.
They call it planting a seed.
It's interesting that some of the number threes are already on board with this being a heel turn. And I don't know. I need more evidence.
I'm on the fence.
I would say maybe not now, maybe for later down the road.
I'm with the number threes on this one. This is an absolute full on heel turn.
I say go to tweener first, then go to heel.
I think it's tweener for now.
Mm-hmm.
There's always, here's the thing. Punk has become one of those individuals that no matter what, he will be loved by a certain demographic of the population, not in the sense that Cena is, by little boys and little girls. I mean a substantial amount of the universe will love Cena, or love Punk, no matter what.
And there's also one other thing. That group section of the audience, they got a bit of money. They could buy merch. Not have a care in the world. That is, so they could turn him tweener. They'll make the merchandise pop even more than if he was just the baby kissing face.
Which people are grumbling about.
Yeah, take that number threes. Oh, sorry.
But I want to give the powers that be, creative, much as I hate to say it, credit on not going for what I expected, and quite frankly, what a lot of number threes and a lot of people were expecting. Yet another edition of
Super Fail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least we didn't have that. Thank God.
And then The Rock crashes the party.
And yes, The Rock crashes the party just as he gets ready for the most electrifying move in sports entertainment. Seal
it. Hold it.
Yeah, pump the brakes, clothesline, go to sleep, Rock.
Yay.
That's called planting his seeds for later down the road.
Mm-hmm.
He could also play it off as a bit of frustration because if you think about it, ever since Punk won back the title at TLC, how many main events has he been in?
Zero.
Yes. Right.
Zero.
Royal Rumble was the Royal Rumble match, as it should be. Elimination Chamber was, if I do believe, Cena Kane.
Might have been.
WrestleMania, Cena Rock. Extreme Rules, Cena Laurinaitis. Was it Cena?
Cena Lesnar, then Cena Johnny Ace.
Cena Big Show, and more recently...
Money in the Bank, Cena Price the Kings.
Well, yeah, had he attacked Cena, then you would have said it was a full heel turn.
But yeah, Punk could be frustrated. This could be the seeds for a heel turn. You could interpret this a couple of different ways. So we're down to tune in next week.
Exactly.
Just Friday. Exactly. Yep.
But overall, I had fun with this.
It was
a fun show.
Oh, I did too.
It was decent enough for me.
This was a good show.
Very enjoyable. You got great taste of nostalgia. You had,
ooh, there wasn't a lot of wrestling. You know what? This is one of those shows you don't need a lot of wrestling.
I think it was less than 20 minutes, if I saw correctly.
Yeah, and obviously the bulk of that being the main event, and that's not saying much. But you know
this,
what?
This wasn't supposed to be a wrestling-centric show.
It was supposed to be, for lack of better terms, a circle jerk show to be like, we made it to 1,000, la la la. Which is what it was, and that's fine.
Yeah, our sponsor put up 56 total stories on this whole night.
WrestleChat.net, yep. Absolutely. Now, wow. the ultimate thing, and I mentioned this when we were talking live about this, and Nikki, I'll just say what you said before we started. I said this as if I was a number three comment, but I think it's a legitimate comment, though. This was a great this is a fine show. Next week they got to bring it again because I don't see them keeping this up in a 3-hour format for longer than a few weeks.
I don't think they would make such a big deal and commit to it if they weren't going to follow through.
That's a good
one. They're gonna have to, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're gonna have to because I mean something's gonna lack at some point.
Mm-hmm. Admitted, but I'm going in with the thought that. Nobody's been let go. Mm-hmm. We have more time to perform. We now have...
But, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We now have the room to actually feature more people. And I'm not saying that whole hour is going to be able to help that, because we already know that 20 minutes of it goes away in commercials, self-adulation, and preview.
And revenue, yeah.
Tout, and also from what I've been reading, they're gonna really push social media during the first hour.
That's fine.
Yeah,
but you know, it's there's some things that that's gonna fill up that extra hour. But even if 20 minutes of that third hour is used for wrestling, that's 20 minutes more than they were doing.
That's very true.
That's true. Very true. I'll give you that.
And we will break this all down in the upcoming weeks, of course.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a little more in depth on Friday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Because, gentlemen, this show wore me out.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say this much, and I hate to dominate the conversation here for a minute, but the most fun I've had in a long time was me, Jim, and Nikki going full on Mark and doing commentary on the main event. That was fun as hell for me.
Better than the two people in the chairs. Oh, did that come out? I'm sorry.
I just wish that was recorded.
Ask Tyler.
Well, we'll see.
Tony.
Tyler might. I think Tyler recorded.
Yeah, Tyler did record it.
Okay. So yeah, I believe he did.
You'll be able to get your hands on
it. I'll see what I can do with that. Maybe do it on a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well,
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Friday, we're back at it again, Nikki, and you'll have a soundboard. Carl, you better be recording that. I'm not going to.
Hopefully, if I don't get behind again.
I'm handling Thursday stuff. You have no reason not to get behind now.
pony.
If something else political doesn't happen, we have to do an emergency broadcast again.
Pony.
Hi, Jason.
Then you don't stop.
By the way,
we're kidding.
There's also one other question that gets answered on Friday that's very important to what goes on WWE.
Mm. Who drove the white Hummer?
No.
Who raised the briefcase?
No.
Are you still talking?
Yes. Who becomes the SmackDown GM?
Ah, yes.
I believe it's going to be Teddy Long.
I don't think so.
Oh, all right, then who do you see as the SmackDown GM?
Two people. Mm-hmm. Edge.
Spears.
Wrong.
Or Flair.
Double wrong.
I would go with William Regal.
Regal, I'd like to see, like we talked about for Raw. I'm going to negate Flair on one major ground. If they were going to pull the trigger on Flair, they would have done it tonight.
They didn't.
Yes.
They would have done it on the A show, not the B show.
And let me tell you something about Edge. He doesn't want to go back on the road full time.
No.
Yeah,
it's going to have to be Teddy by default. I'm sorry.
He's too busy going to hockey games with Beth Phoenix. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's true.
Wait, Edge is dating Beth Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Indeed.
Where have you been?
Matter of fact, yes.
So, gentlemen, why don't we box this up for now?
I agree.
Yeah, we box it up and put some tape on and some bows. There you go.
And then double the points.
Oh, my God.
Duct tape.
Penny.
This has been fun.
This has been good, guys, but I am still exhausted from last week, so.
Indeed.
All right, time to haul, pack it in, I guess.
So, for Girl Chenier, Jason Block, Brian Henniger, Jim Williams, and Robert Q. Seidelman over there, this is Nikki Heyman saying, I'm going to bed now. I'll talk to everybody Friday.
Good night now.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, folks.
Pony sleep.
CLWA3.com.
Tune in.
We do care.
Yes.
Good night, John Boy.
Wherever you are.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Dick.
And I don't know better, but as far as I came, it felt like forever. Sex turn to hours, days turn to months, and a year passed by, but don't feel like much. So if I got one chance, motherfucker, I'ma make y'all dance. I'ma have as much fun as I can, and figure out the rest when I hatch out a plan. Everybody go.
You've been listening to a special presentation of the CLW 83 Network.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.